Hello, humans. Welcome to the MOA podcast brought to you by Martin. That's me.
And Matt.
That's him over there. We're presently live on Facebook. If you, well, obviously if you listen to this as a podcast, it's a bit late, so kind of ignore that bit. But if you're on Facebook, welcome everyone. We're presently in the workshop with Jamie Kringle here. Say hello to the listeners and
hello,
viewers.
Everyone.
Also in the background, there's your brother working on your bike. I'm sure you've been making him slave away all day.
Yeah.
Want to say hello to the listeners over there, Ryan? So we're here, and over the next couple of weeks, we'll have a few chats. You're doing the TT this year as a newcomer.
Yeah.
See in the background there, and certainly again on those on Facebook, a lovely set of leathers that you've got that we'll see you on the circuit with. Just want to delve a bit behind the scenes about how getting to this point, and then obviously follow you through that journey of being a TT newcomer.
Yeah.
So let's set the scene a bit. Perhaps introduce yourself, what your pedigree is as a up to this point, and then let's roll on from there.
My name's Jamie Kringle. I am 24 years old, motorcycle racer, and making my TT debut this year.
And you're obviously prolific on the Isle of Man. Talk a bit about what you have, or who you haven't won here, more importantly, but why you have won on the island.
Last year I won the 1300 solo CC championship up Andreas, and the 600 championship as well.
So the TT, we've had you on the podcast with Mr. Evans some time ago now, and I think at that time, been talking TT, been looking at the Manx as well. That decision to go straight into the TT, talk about that thought process for yourself.
Yeah, well, originally we were going to go down the Manx route, but in 2020 when we were meant to go, as a newcomer, you only get like 5 or 6 laps in a week, so it just didn't really make sense to do that. Then to do a newcomer race, which is another 4 laps, then you either get put in the junior or senior. So with TT, like for instance, the first night we're gonna be doing probably, I think we'll get 6 laps in if we want, but we'll get to 4, I think, and then see where we're up to.
So this is about experience,
yeah,
learning the track, which we'll come and chat to a little bit. We'll chat a little bit more about when was that for you, that decision made that I need to go down this route, and what do you need to get into the TT? For those that aren't familiar, racing pedigree wise, what do you, signature wise, how does that all work?
So basically when you start road racing, you start on a clubman level. You progress through, you have 10 signatures per license upgrade. And then you go to a national, and I think it's 20 signatures in total. You have to finish within the percentage of the leader's time.
And when you're saying signatures, what are signatures?
So after each race, so you can get one signature for each day. So if you're away and there's a 2-day meeting on, you can get 2 signatures.
Basically like a race completion in that sense.
Yeah, at the end, basically. After the leader's time, you've got to be in a certain percentage to get a signature, basically.
Okay. And how many signatures needed for the TT?
For the TT itself, you've got to have 6. Once you're on your national, you've got to have 6. You can carry 4 over from the previous year, and then you need another 2. You have to have 2 from the year you're doing it, basically.
And that beautiful sound we can hear in the background is Ryan hard at work. This has been probably since 7 a.m.
I don't know about that.
That's your 600 that you, the plans. The plan is 600,
yeah.
Concentrate on that for the week.
Yeah, so I'm in the 600 class and I'm twin class as well. The plan is at the minute is just a 600 because we don't have a twin. But I've not really pushed to get one. Just to stick to one bike, but if I don't get one, I'm only going to lose out in 4 laps because the twins only have a 4 lap race and the 600s are out in every qualifying session, so I'm not really
races.
Yeah, and 2 races, sorry. So I'm not really going to miss out on a load of laps if I don't get one.
Yeah, okay. So the bike that's behind us at the moment, that's getting been testing today. So
yeah, we've been out
a week and a half before the TT at the moment.
Yeah, we've been up to Derby today. We've we've got a T-bike as well, so we've got another 600. So we've got two Hondas what we're going with. Done loads of laps, got a few little problems ironed out, which I'm happy with now. And then now the all the hard work starts a week and a bit just before TT. Ryan's just starting now. We're going to put another engine in. The plan is that it's a less highly strung engine what's going in. So that'll do the 2 weeks, providing everything goes well for the mileage wise. But if not, we've got another spare motor we can go with.
And you said testing there. How much testing will you do now in the next week or so in that sense? Or is that done now? It's getting stripped ready for it? Or do you take a bit of downtime, stay off the bike? Or are you just going to try and be on it as much as you can?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it. There's actually an official TT test day next Friday. If everything's ready, we might just go up and just do a few laps just to make sure everything's fine and everything's all good. Yeah.
Then it starts.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about the journey. I'm sure it will start right, by the way. The journey to get to here on the financial side, because again, ultimately, this is pretty much self-funded.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the cost of that bike, cost of tyres, cost of... And an important part, I suppose, the sponsors play, or your sponsors that play, to get to this point. But let's talk about the cost.
Yeah, so
we can all cry.
To build that bike, say, from brand new to the spec it is now, that's, we're talking 30 grand. Tyres, for one set of tyres, we're going with the Metzlers for TT. And they're about £420 for a set. Providing how much we do, we'll do maximum of four laps on a rear. And if I decide to do more in that night, we'll put another rear in. So possibly two rears and one front every night, basically.
Yeah, so those who are viewing on Facebook, and Ryan's presently destroying the place in the background there, is your beautiful leathers that you've got made for the TT with the orange. So for those few years ago when people were watching Brooks, he got them built in rather than having a bib.
Yeah,
got them built in. So I can see Climate Control on the front there. I assume they're one of your sponsors.
Yeah, they've. I've always known Ross at Climate Control. Grew up with him as thing, and he's kindly come on board for TT. Yeah.
So when you look at your bike, the fairings, and I know Ryan will do work around the fairings, and so again, you've got your sponsors on there. Is there any that spring to mind? I appreciate you probably got a lot.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you wouldn't be here, I guess, racing if it wasn't for guys.
No, definitely not.
Put their hand in the pocket.
Start AGR Motorsport. They're going to be looking after everything.
So that's where we are right now.
Yeah, for the 2 weeks. KPC Construction, they've been a big influence in my road racing career to get it to where it is now. I've got Daryl West, my boss, he's putting some money in. I've got sorry.
Yeah, that's all right, I'll come back. We can come back to that and pick them up as we go along. Yeah. So the I want to get onto how you expect to feel on those, going up there. I'd imagine there's nerves. I don't know. Anyway, let's go on to that. But before that, let's just set the scene for you and TTY. So growing up, obviously born and bred on the Isle of Man. Do you have TT heroes?
Yeah. Well, my hero, I would say, is John McGuinness. So, yeah, John McGuinness.
So I suppose to tie back, obviously he's going to be on the start line this year. Would you have envisaged 5 years ago sat on a start line or on the same course? And certainly in practice, I'm sure you may interact at some point.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I actually only started my road racing career in 2017, so I didn't think I'd be to where I am now anyway.
And that opportunity to race with John.
Was that always the goal then, when you're saying you started your race career? Was this coming here, doing this, your goal as soon as you started racing? You wanted to be in the TT.
Yeah, that's when I started. It was, yeah, so as soon as I got my license, then that was it. Then all eyes were on to get my license upgraded as fast as I could to get to a national, and then to get to the TT, basically. Yeah,
so in the program here, what you got in front of me this year's TT program, It talks about newcomers. It says also focusing on the smaller bikes. I'm not sure 600 small, but is Jamie the man to beat in 600,000 class on the Ironman? Jamie likely comes to TT with pedigree, and for local race fans who all agree the young man has talent, real talent. Do you agree with that statement?
Don't know about that.
No. Well, it's a nice comment.
Yeah.
So number wise, people to keep an eye out. Number you'll have on your bike.
Yeah, I'll be number 42 in the Super Sport class, and then if we end up getting a twin, I'm number 42 in that as well.
Okay. So, and the
and is this that? So is that given to you, or how did you, or did you pick that number?
Yeah, you get allocated the number.
Okay. So it's blue plate for the Super Sport.
Yeah, I think so.
Ryan must know.
Yeah, you'll know.
All right, Ryan. You're doing the numbers. Yeah, we'll nod with that. So prep work for the TT, like anyone. Obviously, being here helps, living here helps, but on board laps, is that a big, you've obviously been asked him on the Milky Quail experience as well?
I'm out of Milky tomorrow morning, for one. But yeah, I've been just been watching on boards, driving around, and just breaking it up as well, and you're going around, so sometimes you can just drop onto the TT course, and then, sounds a bit weird, but you just... like doing talking sectors. In your own head where you should be and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So we know you've done a parade lap a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Did a parade lap, so it's not a completely new experience, but obviously it's going to be a very, very different experience. So, you know, watching it as a fan, you stood, you know, standing near the start line, and that anticipation. Have you given that thought of being on the bike on that start line, the hand, you know? I don't know whether you set off in pairs in practice nowadays, but certainly a hand on your shoulder. It's that thought process of looking down Bray Hill. Do you think about that now?
Not yet. Not really. I've not really thought about it a lot, to be honest. Everything's just still day-to-day life. So, just doing...
So, you talk about driving the course and being on it. I suppose, do you think, like, I'm going to be flying through on a bike, does that, or is it more you're just processing what's going on and where you think you might be?
Yeah, just processing mainly where I'm going to be and what I need to be doing, really.
And in that motorcycle circle, you've obviously got friends, mates that are racing and done it.
Yeah.
Are they there to support, help, advice? I assume there's a lot of that camaraderie going on. It's not like a secret pact.
So I've been around with Mikey Evans, who was on the podcast previously with me when I was on, and I've been around with Nathan Harrison as well.
During those laps, are you learning things? Are they telling you things like, I didn't even think about that, I didn't think about that?
Yeah or no. I think I'm at the stage now where I just need to go and...
So there's so much data you can process before you.
And then I just need to go, and then after your first couple of laps, you're going to look at everything again, aren't you, and change things and what I've been learning and, yeah.
Do you know your own character and how you are emotionally, etc.? You have to sit here, I'm going to ask you, stood here now on that start line that first time, what do you think you will feel?
A lot of nerves, I think. Like a lot of the time, even when you're short circuit racing, like you're always nervous, but then as soon as you set off, they all just completely go and you just do your own thing then.
That first lap's behind Traveller Marshall, who suspects tramping on anyway.
Yeah.
And then you guys let to go for...
Yeah, basically, yeah. We do a lap behind a Traveller Marshall, and then we'll come in, refuel, and then my plan is to fuel up for two laps and just go do two laps, basically.
Right.
And how much are you putting in the tank in a two laps then?
Is that a question for Ryan?
24 litres, is it?
Roughly
about 24 litres.
We were talking about before, then, the way that the bike's going to handle and it's going to constantly change and getting used to that. Have you done much? I appreciate it's hard to prepare in that sense for the TT, but have you been out trying to replicate that? Have you got, you know,
Yeah, we actually replicated that today when we were at Jerby. Phil brimmed it right to the top, and I didn't feel a lot of difference, to be honest. It didn't feel much different, to be honest, but it might be different.
Yeah.
Down Bray Hill.
On lap two with half the amount of fuel as the previous lap.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot of the onboards. When you look at the circuit as a whole, is there an area you're thinking, I'm looking forward to having a thrash through there, or have you got a particular area that you think, and obviously knowing your own style, that might suit the way I ride a bike?
Yeah, I think mainly a lot of short circuits riders get on with the mountain, So I'm looking forward to the mountain. I think that'll be my favourite part of the course, but we'll see.
So we talk like on borders, and you listen to Milky's stuff. It talks about markers in the road, etc. And I imagine they would differ for people, just because people at different speeds at different areas. So have you got in your mind, I'll find my own markers as I learn the circuit?
I've got a lot of markers now, which are safe ones. So I know from where I'm going to start, hopefully lap by lap I can progress to get further on. But yeah, just steady away.
And then talk about the bits you're looking forward to on the course. Is there areas where you think, I, as a fan, I know Milltown's a rough area, and you're like, I wouldn't fancy going to there at a click, but is there areas where you're thinking, I just need to
learn
a bit more, maybe in the trees, whatever that might be?
Yeah, no, maybe... our first practice is on Sunday afternoon, but the sun's meant to be an absolute nightmare. So Monday night will be our first one where it's going to be in our eyes. So heading to Peel, like from obviously Union Mills up there, it's meant to be really blinding there.
Just got to take as it comes.
Yeah, exactly. And again, same for everyone.
I suppose that's learning visors to use. We've got, again, for those watching on Facebook, your helmet. Well, you're actually getting a helmet, a lovely helmet sprayed up, which will follow the same orange, so you'll be easily spotted.
Yeah.
Coming, but again, visor selection, I guess, just learning what's right for you.
Yeah, a lot of people go for a light tint because it's quite, under the trees, it's quite dark. And I don't know, but obviously you want a tint because of the sun as well as. I think... mainly we'll run a light tint visor.
So again, we were chatting just before we came on, again, as a punter watching it, you see the challenges of getting around the circuit, the challenges that perhaps a layman sat on the hedge doesn't see that's going through your head that you need to try and tackle.
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, so I was thinking, like we look at the dangers, the miss the tree, miss the blah blah blah, it's the things that we don't think about that will be going through yours as an obviously apart from the unbelievable speed. But things like whatever it might be.
Well,
those challenges we just don't see sat on the hedge.
Yeah, I'd say one of the biggest challenges for me is the curbs. Before I go there, obviously you've been thinking about them a lot, and you're coming over the top of a hill and you're tipping in and you can't even see the curb and you're starting to go towards the curb. So like, that's obviously grey area at the minute, I'd say, for me. But hopefully after progressing with the laps and doing more and more, I feel more comfortable with that.
So I suppose here we are 8 days out, are you ready?
The bike definitely isn't.
No, I can see that he's pulling his finger out, it's fine.
We dropped the fairings off on Thursday to get sprayed. Ryan's doing the graphics. The bike's getting completely wrapped, so pretty much done a graphics kit. Just need to do a few more tweaks, but that's quite time consuming by itself. And obviously we're changing engines now.
So you have two bikes. You mentioned a T bike, you called it earlier.
Yeah.
What's a T?
T bike. So it's basically that's the name for a spare bike.
Okay.
What you have to put T on it, basically.
Okay. So that'll be up the paddock.
Yeah. So I'll have both of them there. I will go for a lap on the T bike as such. See if I'm more comfortable. I might find it more comfortable than the one I'm actually racing, but we'll make a decision when we have to.
Why is that? What would be different? Why would you have different setups, should we say?
Yeah, well, it's quite hard. When you get on a bike, everyone's different. Like, you can't get off a bike and say if you have what I'm riding, the exact same suspension, brakes, tyres, everything, it still feels different. Like, it doesn't feel like the same bike.
So I know it's about learning this year. It's about just getting to know the course. There's no pressure anywhere from certainly chatting as well from sponsor. It's just about getting experience. If we're sat here in 3 weeks' time, what would you be happy with? And I'm not necessarily even talking about a lap number, but what if we sat here in 3 weeks going, aside from getting home safely, what's the...
Just mainly just go and enjoy it. and just take everything in along the way. Yeah, main goal is this year is just enjoy it. I'm not really too stressed on what position I finish, what speed to do. I haven't really set a speed in my head what I want to do. Obviously the speed you want to do, but I'm not really bothered about what I do.
Just improving it.
Yeah, as long as I keep going in the right direction, then it's all that matters.
Yeah, right. And do you envisage, just a quick last question, on the practice times, you know, again, you've got friends that do it, go and can I set out around the same time as you and try and follow you for a little bit, or is it just focus on what I'm doing, forget about everyone else?
Because I'm a newcomer, I'll probably just focus on myself, and then when people come past, hopefully learn, and then maybe if they're a little bit slower and can maybe tag on to them for a couple of corners to see, to learn.
Okay, cool, great. As I said at the outset, we hope to, well, we will catch up during practice to see if the experiences were what you expected or didn't expect.
Yeah.
How the bike's set up, how it's working, and then same post TT. So appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you guys.
So someone here, Will, has just, Wolf, has just asked how many gears on your bike?
Six.
Oh, right. So I've got a few here
and
talking
I'd
about.
I'd imagine the 600, you're probably in sixth pretty much off the lap.
Yeah, I'd say between fifth and sixth, that's yeah. where you're
I've got
you probably
the
average
yeah,
gear.
There's a few talking about the suspicious man in the background as well.
And he's got pants on, leave him alone.
Yeah, and whether you'll be doing a meet and greet for all your fans as well.
But on that note, obviously you're up the paddock area. We were talking before, there's an allocated area. I'm sure, you know, we've got to know you're very welcome, and so people want to come up, chat about the bike, ask questions, because there's millions of TT fans
definitely.
An open invite, kind of.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, I'll be up there most days with the bikes and...
And should people bring biscuits, bourbons?
They'll all be there. Cattle will always be on.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for joining us. We look forward to catching up.
Absolutely.
Good luck with that first couple of practices as well.
And thank you very much.
And thanks, Ryan, for taking a background stance there. Thanks for listening, everyone. It's Word Out from Martin.
And Word Out from Matt.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.